According to reports presented by the chairman of the adult committee at the plenary, Mr. Ademola Popola, the embattled chairmen were accused of duplication and inflation of projects, outrageous contract sum, abandonment of projects, and spending out of the stabilization account without necessary approval. In the report, the committee discovered that the chairmen duplicated some programs and projects worth millions of naira and were executed with the same titles as well as the amounts, which were repeatedly captured in the expenditure. Mr. Popola explained that the act of maladministration among the embattled council bosses had affected the development at the grassroots.
We have found so many bad situations, ranging from duplications, forgery. People are joking with lives of the citizen. The money belongs to the people who have been wasted. Projects have been said that it is being direct and completed.
Contributing, a member representing Afijio State constituency under the platform of the All Progressive Congress, APC, Mr. Sheya Disa, asked the Assembly to allow the House Committee on Local Government and Chieftaincy Matters to do further comprehensive investigation on the matter, saying there were irregularities in the report given by the adult committee.
At this stage, that we should take this report as preliminary, and we should ask the current full-time committee to go and investigate properly.
In a resolution, Speaker of the House, Mr. Adebo Ogundoyin, said the financial status of the past local government and LCDA administration should be subject to a forensic auditing for scrutiny.
I also suggest that in this recommendation, all the information we have on this and further investigation on this should be sent to a forensic accountant that will point out to us where and where there are loopholes. It should be included in this resolution.
While announcing the setting up of another committee to look at the report, the House resolved that any caretaker chairman in the present dispensation found guilty of project duplication and cost inflation would be sanctioned. From Ibadan, I am Mushokpe Kende for Radio Nigeria.